Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madrid Channel, whatever time it is in your country, in your place, you're watching this program, make sure you stay tuned. Watch this till the end, inshallah. Today, in this Sunnah-inspired speech, we have a very important, should I say, an emotional topic, inshallah, that will be discussed. So it is very important for all of us and the viewers who have joined us. Make sure you listen to the speech in its entirety. Watch it till the end, inshallah. You will gain so many blessings, inshallah. At the same time, this bayan, inshallah, will become a reason for us to gain closeness in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Let me start off with a beautiful narration with regards to the significance and importance of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, is reported to have said, "Inna Allah wakkala bi qabri malakan a'taahu asma' al-khalaiq fala yusalli alayya ahadun ila yawm al-qiyamah illa ablaghani bi ismihi wa ismi abihi hadha fulan ibn fulan qad salla alayk." Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, "Indeed, Allah Almighty has stationed an angel at my grave, at my resting place, who has the ability to hear the sound of every creation. There is no one who sends a durood, salat upon me until the day of Qiyamah, except that the angel informs me of his name and his father's name, saying so and so, son of so-and-so has sent durood upon you." Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear brothers, alhamdulillah, sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is indeed a precious, a great honor, a great favor of Allah ta'ala, through which difficulties are removed. Poverty turns into prosperity. Sins are forgiven. The mercy of Allah descends. Subhanallah. Another significant and benefit of reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is that salat reaches in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. His merciful gaze falls upon you. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam shows his ziyara, his vision himself to whomever he pleases. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to send abundance of Durood-e Paak in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And may we be successful in both worlds by the blessings of sending Durood-e Paak. For a moment, let's leave everything to one side. Those who are here at Faizan-e Madina, Rochdale, and those who are watching this, just take a moment, leave whatever you're doing, just take a pause. And with love and affection, let's recite Durood-e Paak in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, with this hope that our durood will reach in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. My dear brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, It is important for us that whenever we have an opportunity to perform any permissible act, we should pause and reflect upon the purpose. Ask yourselves why you are doing this. Subhanallah, remember, making good intention can lead you to the entry to Jannah. This is the power of making good intentions. Therefore, let us reflect upon our being here today and those who are watching this on Madani channel. Make these intentions that I will listen to the entire speech to gain the knowledge of Islam. Those who are sitting here at Fizana Medina, you can make this niyat, this intention that you will sit here in a respectful manner, in the respect of seeking knowledge. Those who are watching, you can make the intention that you will listen to the speech till the end and you will sit in a respectful manner wherever you are. Remember, throughout the speech, avoid being lazy or getting distracted by anything that comes to you or towards you. So make sure you remain focused throughout, inshallah, and also make the intention that we will listen to the speech in order to reform ourselves, in order to better ourselves. And whatever I hear, whatever I learn, I will practice this and also pass it on to others, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today we'll be discussing the incident, that account that took place at the physical passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. At that moment, what happened? There is a unique, an extraordinary event that took place. Inshallah, today we'll have an opportunity to learn regarding that particular incident. And also today, inshallah, we will hear the greatness and the high status of the Anbiya-i Kiram, the honorable prophets, the chosen men of Allah Ta'ala, alayhim salatu wasalam. At the same time, inshallah, we'll have an opportunity to hear about the matchless love and connection that the honorable Sahaba alayhim ridwan had with the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, very beautiful discussion that we'll be having, inshallah. Let me start off with a very important narration. Sayyiduna Imam Baqir rahimahullah reports that 3 days before the physical passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the chief of angels, the king of angels, the leader of angels, Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, he came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, Allah Almighty has sent me at this time to honor you. Allah Almighty has asked, O Habib, O beloved, how are you feeling? Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replied, O Jibreel, I am feeling sad. I am feeling sad. Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam the second day and said the same thing. And then when the angel Jibreel alayhi salam appeared in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam on the third day, he came with the angel of death. However, the angel of death did not enter the room. Then the angel Jibreel alayhi salam seek permission on behalf of the angel of death, said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel of death is seeking permission to meet you. The angel of death has come and is asking for permission, for ijazah, to enter in your court, to meet you. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, and those who are sitting here at Fizana Medina, Rochdale, the angel of death has come in the court of Aqa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, stood outside the blessed room and asked for permission. He has neither sought permission from anyone before, nor will he seek this permission from anyone after this incident. Allahu Akbar. Angel Jibreel al-Islam said that this angel was never asked for permission. When he came to someone, he just came. He just appeared. He did not ask for ijazat, for permission. But subhanallah, the angel of death came in the court of Waqa alayhi salam and asked for permission. May I enter? Can I come? Allahu Akbar. This incident, this unique event that took place has never taken place in the history and will never happen in the future. Subhanallah, the angel of death came and seek permission in the court of Waqa alayhi salam. And our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, gave permission and the angel entered. The angel of death stood in the court of the best of the creation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah commanded me to do whatever you say. I will take your soul if you give me permission. Otherwise, I will not. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Angel of death, will you do as you state? Will you do what you said? The angel of death answered, Yes, na'am, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been commanded to do as you say. The angel of death, while saying this, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is pleased with you. Allah is pleased with you. Thereafter, the beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, granted permission for the angel of death to take his blessed soul. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, this was the moment when our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, physically left this world. Just for a moment. Although there's no comparison, there's no matching, but just for our understanding, when someone who is beloved to you, your family member, from your parents, your brothers, sisters, your aunties, someone who's related to you, someone who's connected with you, and that individual passes away, how does it feel? For a family, it's something very difficult to take. It's not easy. Everyone reacts differently. But one thing is for sure, when that incident happened, then that time comes when your loved one is departing, it's something very difficult for you to take it. Allahu Akbar. But without comparison, Allahu Akbar, the last and final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has physically left this dunya, has departed. Just imagine how difficult it would have been for the honorable sahaba, for the companions. How difficult, how shocking this incident would have been for them to take this. The reality is, my dear brothers, it's beyond our understanding. We cannot even imagine what pain they went through. But just to make you understand, Allahu Akbar, when this tragic incident took place, the noble Sahaba, the companions, alayhim radwan, they were so shocked. They were struggling to comprehend as to what has happened. What has happened? They couldn't control themselves. Allahu Akbar. These are those individuals, those personalities who had immense love and high connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that in for few days, if the beautiful vision, the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not front of them, for few days they will become restless. They will become restless. They will start panicking that we are not being able to have the ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. When this incident happened, It was like a mountain of grief that has fallen upon them. It was so difficult, so hard for them to take this. Allahu Akbar, different companions reacted differently. Some of them, they went into a freeze mode. They just couldn't speak. They just couldn't talk. It was so difficult for them to think about their lives without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, he was struck with such grief to the extent that he would walk around back and forth from here and there on the streets. He just walk here and walk there. He doesn't know what's happening. He would not talk to anyone. And if someone wanted to talk to him, he would not listen. He as if he's lost his mind. He's not conscious. This is the state of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar, the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali, who is known for his power and his strength. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and when this incident took place, he just froze. He was unable to stand or walk. He was just froze. He couldn't believe as what has happened. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Unais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, he was so shocked at this incident of the physical passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Unais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a heart attack. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, the second caliph of Islam, who is known for his mighty power, his strength, his fearless approach, on this occasion, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu lost his senses. He took his sword out and he went in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. And he said, whoever says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, I will cut their heads off. Whoever says that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away, I will cut their heads off. He was not ready to comprehend and take this fact that this incident has taken place. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is like a qiyamah before the qiyamah for the honorable sahaba. My dear brothers, this was something that was so painful, very difficult for the sahaba ikram to take. My dear brother, this is just not about the men, but just imagine if this is the state of the men, the sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, then what would have been the state of the honorable ladies of the blessed household of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? My dear brother, what will be the pain? Allahu Akbar, the pain felt by the heart piece of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala. And the reality is, this is beyond explanation. There are no words that can explain the pain and grief that the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan went through at the time of the physical passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Another Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was busy working in a field. When he heard this shocking news, Allahu Akbar, he made this dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, remove my vision. Ya Allah, remove my eyesight. Because I do not want to look at anyone else after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has physically passed away. Now I don't want to see anything. Ya Allah, take my eyesight away. My dear brothers, this was the deep love, Allahu Akbar, the high station of the Sahaba Ikram, their connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers, then later Allah Almighty blessed the Sahaba Ikram with the inner strength and patience. Allahu Akbar. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first caliph of Islam, the first leader of the Muslims, He came forward. He took the step and he delivered a khutbah, a sermon, after which everyone calmed down and returned to their senses. Allahu Akbar. Then the preparations were made for the blessed burial of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, indeed, this is an incident that is so difficult for us to discuss and describe. But one thing is for sure, from here we learn a very deep lesson that the Sahaba Ikram had so much love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which they could not take. All of them were great and honorable. They are the shining stars of Islam. But this was an occasion, this was a moment which they were not in control of. This was their unconditional love in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, on this note, something which we all need to be aware of. There is no doubt that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam physically passed away. There is no doubt about this. However, remember that this physical passing away, this taste of death, was just for a moment. This was just for a moment. This is just a moment of death. Just a slight moment that this hukum took place. And then the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the best of the creation, the Habib of Rahman alayhi salam, was granted life like the life of the dunya again. This is something very important to be aware of, to know. This is from the Islamic beliefs. My dear brothers, with regards to this topic, with regards to this creed, this important belief, a man came in the court of a great scholar of the last century, Islamic century, Peer Mehre Ali Shah Sahib, Rahmahullah, and said, Allah states this in the glorious Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. The translation from Kanzul Iman, dear beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed you will taste death and they too will die. With regards to this, this man who came in the court of Sayyidina Peer Mehre Ali Shah Sahib, Rahimahullah, he says that from this verse clearly informs us that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will pass away. Therefore, how can it be said that the Anbiya Ikram, and in particular Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is alive in his grave? If you look at it as a student, it's a valid question. In the Quran, in this particular verse, it is very clearly mentioned that indeed you will taste death and they too will die. Then how can we say that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is physically alive in the grave? Sayyiduna Peer Mehre Ali Shah Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, this verse tells us that the beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam will experience death, but it does not say this state of death will remain forever. It is our aqeedah, our belief, that the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal is fulfilled, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam died momentarily before he alayhi salam was granted life again, like this, like his life in the dunya, like the worldly life, the physical life. Our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is physically alive in his resting place. And to further elaborate on this, the noble companions, the Sahaba Ikram, Alayhim Ridwan, once asked in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how will our durood, our salatun salam be presented to you after your physical passing away? The Sahaba Ikram were concerned. We recite durood upon you, we send salat upon you. And how will this reach in your court? Our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam answered, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Allah has forbidden the earth to consume, to eat the bodies of the prophets. It is haram. It is forbidden for the earth. It is haram. It is forbidden for the earth to consume, to eat the body, the blessed ajsad, the blessed bodies of the Anbiya Ikram, alayhim salatu wasalam. The earth does not has permission. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith pak, a very famous narration, it is narrated by many scholars, that our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, is reported to have said, Al-Anbiya'u ahya'un fi quburihim yusallun. Allahu Akbar. The Anbiya, the beloved, the chosen men of Allah, the prophets of Allah, alayhim salatu wasalam, are alive praying in their graves. Prophets are alive and praying in their graves. They perform their salah, they worship Allah Ta'ala in their resting place as well. Subhanallah. My dear brothers, remember, just to give us a final reminder again, the correct belief proven by the Quran and the Sunnah is that our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is physically alive in his grave, in his resting place. In fact, all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam are alive in their resting places. And not just this, the Anbiya ikram, they receive sustenance, rizq, and they travel wherever they please. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to learn and remain firm upon the correct Islamic beliefs. And may Allah Almighty protect us from the satanic whispers. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, every single moment from the blessed seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a great example for us. It's a role model for us of how we should live our life, including the final days of his blessed life. Allahu Akbar. Now I will share with you some of the facts, how our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam approached the final days of his blessed life. When time of the physical passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam drew near, he alayhi salatu wasalam increased his efforts in ibadat. He, although the whole life Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam spent in worship, when the last few days, last moments, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam increased his efforts. He put more effort in towards worship. Every year during the beautiful month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited the entire Quran once with Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. And during the final year of his blessed life, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited the entire Quran twice. The beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed itikaf in the final days of Ramadan. Every year, Aqa alayhi salatu wa sallam performed itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan every year. However, in the final year of his life, and the final year of his blessed life, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed itikaf for 20 days and performed abundance of dhikr and istighfar. My dear brothers, the mother of the believers, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha said, during the final moments of the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, recited Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Whenever he could, I asked him about this, and he alayhi salam said, I was commanded to do this. My dear brothers, from the year, we learn that our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam increases efforts his efforts, his time towards worshipping Allah Ta'ala. And this is a message for all of us. All of us. When we draw closer to our own death, we should also remember this message. That the time that is ticking, each second that passes by, each day that goes by, each night that goes by, each week that's moving forward, we are getting closer to our death. Each year that passes by, we are getting closer to our death. And the fact is, we don't know. We don't know when that moment will come. It's possible. It is possible. And those who are watching this on Madri channel, it is possible that tonight could be our last night. This weekly sunnah inspired ijtima could be our last ijtima of our life. And if we are able to raise our hands and make dua today, then this moment to ask in the court of Allah, this could be our last time that we are given the opportunity to raise our hands and ask in the court of Allah. Therefore, my dear brothers, approach every day, every night as your last day, and try to increase your efforts in worship. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to truly understand the importance and significance of the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and to act upon the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Make this intention from today. If we have been lazy in worship, today make a sincere tawbah. Ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness and make a promise in the court of Allah Ta'ala that from this moment, we will never miss our salah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mubalik for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubalik for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.